The following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
It's a Moneyline Monday presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. And everybody listening across Michigan has a chance to take advantage of an unbelievable huge deal. So just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use that code HUGE when you sign up, and you can bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. And you know what? The last 0-0 tie in the NFL was back in 1943, so this is one of those DraftKings Sportsbook app no-brainer bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code HUGE. Bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's promo code HUGE this week on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. When you sign up, use that promo code HUGE. It is a Moneyline Monday presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app on the HUGE show across Michigan.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for the HUGE show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, the HUGE show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Yes. Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It is our number three on the only syndicated statewide afternoon sports radio show. We're heard on 20 stations across the state, including our new flagship station, 96.1 The Game in Grand Rapids in the Motor City. You can hear us on 93.5 FM, 99.1 FM, and 94.7 FM, HD Channel 2, The Roar, Motor City Sports Talk, and 18 other incredible radio stations. For the one close to you, go to the Huge Show. .net. We do have Jeff Risden from the LionsWire.com, part of the USA Today Network, Detroit Lions podcast, which happens every week. We'll tell you about that before the end of the hour. We are here discussing another way to suck us in. And I'm getting ready to say, and I'm writing my, right before the strip fumble, Jeff, I'm writing the final huge opinion tweet on the game and the Facebook post, and then there's a fumble, you wait, and then there's a touchdown, and then there's Campbell going for two.
It's really hard to pre-write the endings of these games, and that's something that, you know, in our industry, especially as a writer, we like to get things done as quick as we can after the game. The Lions, they've killed that ability this year because every game, the script changes so many times in the fourth quarter, you never know what's going to happen.
You know, and here's where in the prevent defense that we talked about in our last segment on that third down play, you weren't up by eight where you're going to give up, you know, 20 yards underneath. You didn't want to do that. And granted, I will say Cousins made a great throw.
He did.
You know, a couple good throws there. And he is a $30 million a year quarterback. He's not a guy just off the street. But not being aggressive defensively on that final series in the last 38 seconds, less than 40, really bothered me after the ultra-aggressive move to go for two and get it. And that really sums up the Lions. It's kind of like we get a first half of dog meat football offensively, and then they'll find a way to be in the game at the end. And Niners, Ravens, even Bears game when they're down 21-0. So the question is, and I think we talked about this a little bit last week, Jeff, if there's something there you can capitalize on, it's not a great roster. The defense played way over their pay grade yesterday.
Yes, they did.
Aaron Glenn, the defensive coordinator, was fantastic. But if you have these halves of football, and we saw a good first half at Lambeau, how can you not watch the film and understand these are the strengths we have, the few edges we may have in a drive against opposing defensive units, and they're finding that late in games, second halves in games, and four of them So why isn't that happening earlier?
That's a question that Anthony Lynn needs to answer. It's a question that Dan Campbell
needs
to answer.
No one's talking about Anthony Lynn. No one has brought up the offensive coordinator here. Goff is just getting dumped on, and rightfully so. He was horrible on third downs.
It was rough. But so let's talk about the third downs for a minute. They were 0-for-9 throwing the ball, trying to pick up third downs. Well, not, that's not true. They were 2-for-9 throwing the ball. Not one of the 9 pass attempts went beyond where they needed to get to. If it was 3rd and 6, they threw it 4 yards. The best play was the one where Quintez Cephas unfortunately broke his collarbone after he got tackled. A 4-yard pass that he turned into a 24-yard gain. They threw 4 passes that were behind the line of scrimmage out of 9 on 3rd downs. Now, most of those were designed to be that way, too. 3 of them were straight screens where Goff caught the ball and the ball was out in a second. That's Anthony Lynn's problem. Now, some of that is the fact that do you have receivers that you trust down the field, especially with Cephas out? Probably not. And do you trust Jared Goff to make the looks down the field to make those throws? Probably not. But you're not even trying to pick up the first down. You're relying on Amon-Ra St. Brown to break 3 tackles just to try to get close to getting the first down. You got to try harder to throw the ball down the field a little bit. I saw the statistic today that Jared Goff's average air yards per pass was 2.7 yards yesterday. That's the 2nd lowest in the NFL this season. The lowest was Jared Goff in week 3 at 2.4 yards. That's indicative of a Goff problem, but also an offensive scheme problem. You can force him to throw the ball down the field, and if he's refusing to do it, you've got David Blough. What do you got to lose? You're winless anyways. They're not going to put David Blough in. Forget that. But the threat of having that, it's just not there. They've got to understand that Goff is what he is, but you've got to push him just a little bit. And Lynn doesn't push him at all. And it's very frustrating that they're catering to exactly why the Rams got rid of him instead of pushing him to be the reason why the Rams paid him $27 million a year a couple years ago.
Instead of utilizing what we've seen from Goff in that comeback against the Niners when they're down 21-0 and had nothing to lose against the Bears, 2nd half against the Ravens, right? And even that final drive there at the end. I get it was Swift. Swift needs to touch the ball more. You have 3 targets on Hockenson, who's an all-pro caliber tight end. This is Anthony Lynn. I get the fumbles. I get the worst yards per reception or throw for Goff. Some of the fumbles are the line was horrible, and I'm not going to say no Reg now, no Decker, and Sewell's still learning on the job in terms of pass blocking at left tackle. I'm not going to go down the excuse lane. But to me, I looked at a lot of the over when they went to the U.S. Bank Stadium, the Fox coverage, and they had the wide shots of the field.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at some 3rd down plays where they didn't have anybody going beyond the sticks.
Exactly.
Nobody.
That's not a Goff problem.
What are you thinking?
Why,
if you're the coordinator, and by the way, Anthony Lynn is a guy who was canned in San Diego, who had Mike Williams, Keenan Allen, had Herbert.
You see what the Chargers did yesterday? 47 up on Cleveland.
Well, you saw what they did to the Raiders.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm telling. What are they? 4-1.
They are.
Yeah.
Looking really good.
Yeah. Without Anthony Lynn.
With the defensive coach.
He's the one guy. I remember when they hired him quickly. He's the one guy where I'm like, now, I'm guessing that connection is probably Holmes pushing him with Campbell because here's Lynn out in, Southern California. The Rams, Chargers played same stadium, da-da-da. And I never liked that hire. Now, again, Goff has to be better. But if your plays are there and your line isn't blocking and you're under fire, what do you do? And he had the god-awful, I don't know what he was looking at, because if it wasn't Kendricks, there's going to be 2 other guys who were going to pick it off.
The interception, that was bad.
That was horrible.
That throw was late.
Horrible.
It was behind Hodge. He didn't anticipate a linebacker dropping. Like, if the linebacker's not coming at you, figure out where he's at. Understand from film study. So Goff does not get a pass for playing
simple
poorly.
Offensive coordinator 101? You run guys deep and you bring Hockenson underneath on a crossing route. And if they're not open deep, you throw it to Hockenson. And I looked at Hock a lot. He had 2, even at times of safety, 3 guys towards him. If okay, I'm sorry, and this could be on Goff on being checked down Charlie, but if there's double coverage or even a third man helping, somebody was wide open on the play.
And he's not looking for that. And that is more of a Goff issue. And that's something.
He does get rid of the ball way too quick.
He does.
And I don't mean that in a Brady way.
Oh, no. He reads the field from short to long instead of long to short. All your good quarterbacks. Kirk Cousins, who's not a great quarterback, does a very good job of reading the field from long to short, and he's not shy about letting it fly down the field, and he's pretty darn accurate down the field. He's better throwing over 20 yards than he is between 15 and 20. So the potential is there. Like, Jared Goff, he could be as good as Kirk Cousins. He has been better than Kirk Cousins at points in his career, but he's not anymore. And if he doesn't aspire to try to be better than Kirk Cousins in a game like that, the Lions can't win with that. I mean, they're gonna stumble into a win or two this year, and they will. But there's got to be more from him and more from Anthony Lynn. Like, everybody wants to put the blame on one or the other. They're both complicit. Their hands are together. It's going to take one of them to break free from the other one to see where the problem really is. And right now, they haven't done that at all. There's no separation. They are united in suck, unfortunately.
Campbell is still the boss, and I've said this about NFL coaches so much, and even some college coaches, where they just empower the coordinators to drag them down with them.
And Jim Harbaugh and Don Brown is a great example.
Well, Jim, and look at the offensive coordinator. You know, now look at Mike McDonald and the difference they get him from the Ravens, and look at that Michigan defense and what they did Saturday night in Nebraska. They're what fun. They did at Wisconsin.
Yeah,
that's what a coach can do. You know, to me, If we heard Dan Campbell and you got Glenn and you have Anzalone from the Saints, you need to find somebody who ran that Saints offense. Because remember, Breeze didn't have the arm strength at the end before he went to TV, and he does a great job on TV. And I thought Sunday Night Football in America last night, Tirico, Dungy, in their opening monologue on John Gruden was spot on.
It was very good and
well done, well said.
It is.
And if you're going to go after Gruden off of something from 10 years ago, and he has been a broadcaster, he's been in the media, this was a political hit piece and nothing more. And I don't know why Gruden was a target. I think it affected the Raiders the way they played against the Bears. They were lifeless.
They were flat.
But they were coming off a Monday loss where they could have won that.
I think on the Gruden thing, I think the fact that they ignored that he also went after Roger Goodell hard in those emails, that does lend some credence to your premise that, you know, that they were going after Gruden for something where they got too narrow on their focus, and he wasn't employed in the NFL then. Everything that we've heard from tons of people that know John Gruden is that he's not racist. He's just crass, and that seems to be what the overriding thing is.
Yeah, but 10 years ago, and everything he's done since then, right? How do you not, you know?
I don't know.
You're going to go back from 10 years ago and try and hold him accountable, and then people started talking over the weekend. He needs to be fired in this cancel culture, and I'm like,
I could.
Whoa.
It's yeah. That's
you know.
Thank God we're not there with Dan Campbell. There's nothing like.
No, but the Gruden. You know, I don't. If it's 10 years old, all right, and on all the characters in this drama, from ESPN to NFLPA to the Washington football team to Gruden, all have been in the business for 10 years and nobody brought it up.
Yeah.
And now you're going to smoke it out by releasing the email?
I do think that there was some motivation by a lot of people, not just ESPN, to go after the Washington football team and their management, because that's who he sent it to. He sent it to their former GM, Bruce Allen, who was a good friend of his. And the Washington football team has had a lot of issues going on with their team. They were fined $10 million for having a hostile, unprofessional workplace. That's not related, by the way, to them secretly videotaping their cheerleaders in various states of undress. Yeah. That's a separate issue. There's a lot of weird things going on.
Gruden down because people want clicks and hits. And I really applaud Tirico and Dungy and what they did last night. And
They had a lot of time to talk about it, too, with that rain delay.
Yeah,
that game.
But they started their broadcast with it.
They did. They did lead with that.
And I think that's important here, that, you know, the interpretation off an email in context or a text, or you take a portion of a statement and not the full thing, and you throw it on a 140-word tweet, right?
Yeah.
Our character limit, and it's just where we're at today. And I'm glad to see, I think the tide is changing on this cancel culture. It is. The people have had enough. The people have had enough. And guess what? The government said we can have Halloween. Thank you so much.
And Christmas.
Let's put some cheese whiz on those trick-or-treaters.
Oh, that's nice. Let's go. Let's. Thank you so much, Washington, D.C., for allowing Halloween and Christmas to continue. We now continue with a huge show already in progress on this Moneyline Monday with Jeff Risden from the LionsWire.com, part of the USA Today Network, Detroit Lions podcast on YouTube. We're talking about Lynn needing to take some heat because golf has given us some halves of football where it's there. By the way, they went deep early against the Packers.
They did.
Now the problem,
and it caught the Packers off guard.
Yeah, but the part of the problem about going deep, stretching the field, okay? And I'm going to say this, Jeff, and this is where I put it on Campbell, Holmes, the coaches, right? You know, no Marvin Jones Jr., no Galladay.
Galladay hurt again, by the way.
Right with the Giants, and they lost Barkley and Jones in that Cowboys game. But here, you walked into an NFL season with that lineup of receivers, and you had Goff, who is not the second coming of Pat Mahomes, okay, or Lamar Jackson. And you did not provide a couple of veterans. And we talked about this first time we got together.
Yes, we did.
About how Amendola signed with the Texans.
Yep.
And you give Mills, the rookie, out of the young...
Played
young,
well yesterday.
Yeah, out of Stanford. You're given veterans. So you tell me how they couldn't find two mid-level veterans that they paid $2 to $5 million each to be receivers for Goff, especially bailout guys on third. Give me one guy that could be a possession receiver like Amendola, and give me a speed burner who could break off and give you a 30-yard gain.
Yeah, they went budget on that with their emphasis on building the lines. They tried with Rashad Perriman. He flopped miserably. He was
awful. So once he flopped, how do you not replace him with another veteran like receiver?
And they have chosen to go with the youth movement there. They're gonna take their lumps on that. And
they look good, but I don't see stars. I see good receivers.
Khalif Raymond can fly down the field. Unfortunately, he's the size of my seventh grade daughter. You're not going to win many jump balls.
She's an awesome basketball player.
Yes, she is.
The Risden family. They're like, it's like the movie Hoosiers in Zealand.
They got the athletic ability from their mother, unfortunately.
Yeah, mom can dunk on you. You should see the videos he has at dunkondad.com.
Yeah,
his son's what, 6'9"?
He's 6'9", yeah.
Wow. And the daughter, how tall?
She's 5'8".
In seventh grade?
Yeah.
Wow.
And really good.
That's
good. It's fun.
You've done a good job.
It's fun to have. It's fun to have that as an escape.
Don't give the wife all the credit. It's been a mutual effort by the Risden family.
We certainly try. Yeah. And it's a nice respite from having the rigmarole of covering the Lions
right now.
Dreadful.
I think I'm beyond Advil. I don't know if I'm taking hard narcotics right now. I just grab something out of the cupboard.
I got my juice here.
I
wish there was a little something in it.
I got my juice. It's a bottle of Jack Daniels watching the Lions. That's my juice.
It is so frustrating because
receivers. Why are they only throwing the Hockenson again three times, Jeff?
And one of those was the first play of the game.
Yeah, but if he is double covered, again, I go back to the math of our 11 versus your 11, that if he's double covered, that means there's somebody running back out of the backfield. Whatever happened to in these throws that they do so quickly, and they don't let the lineman, they don't let the play develop. Is that on Goff? Like, is he nervous? Is he worried about getting hit? I mean, he's down two linemen, Ragnow and Decker, and you got Sewell when it comes to pass blocking. Sewell, by the way, is leaving for Barcelona, and he will become a matador on pass play calls.
Boy, his inside shoulder is
rough.
He's
not going to get better. That's not going to get better.
They got to move him back to the right side, and there is pretty strong optimism that Taylor Decker will be back this week, which is great news.
Yeah, but you're not going to have... Why only three targets to Hockenson?
That's And if they are deliberately taking them away, and you're right, they did. They focused on taking Hawkinson
away. Then who's
away.
Open?
Why not have DeAndre Swift and Jamal Williams in the game at the same time? They're both really good receivers.
I like that.
You can move them around. Absolutely.
Left or right, you don't know. And a linebacker now has got to go there, and there's Hawkinson with double coverage.
Exactly.
Somebody's going to be open. How come we're thinking of this, and Anthony Lynn and Dan Campbell aren't thinking of this?
I think we need to up our pay grade, huge.
I get the waterworks, and I love the emotion because I've never heard any Lions coach ever talk like that ever after a loss or a win. Never. I've hardly heard anybody ever talk with that much emotion, win or lose, with the Lions. But how can you and I sit here on the huge show across Michigan inside the luxurious 96.1 The Game studios where Rich Rock and Mark the Lover have put together an unbelievable audio train for us? How can we see that and they don't adjust and do it? Because they do adjust when there's that feeling that they're out of the game. Niners, Bears, Ravens.
Their sense of desperation
Vikings.
Is so good.
So when their sense of desperation is there, it means you're moving with a different tempo, a different pace.
Yeah.
And I think Goff is better in a different tempo because just running, run the ball. And I love how Williams is running and Swift.
He's been great.
But if you run on first down and you run on second down and you're in predictable passing situations, NFL defensive coordinators and those athletes on defense will eat you up.
Absolutely. And that's setting Sewell up for failure. When it's third and eight, they know you're going to throw the ball. And they also know that you're going to throw the ball probably fairly short. You can tee off on him.
Is it wrong for me to call him the Matador?
A little bit.
Yeah, that's a little rough right now. Is it wrong for me to say he's a bust?
It's way too early for that. Okay. He's still the youngest player
in
the NFL.
Way too early on those calls.
He is playing out of position. He has got to move back to right tackle as soon as humanly possible. I think one of my big criticisms for this staff is that they didn't just leave him at right tackle because they'd worked so hard to transform him.
Yeah, but what's their option
there?
If they would decorate?
I mean, Matt Nelson, is Matt Nelson really going to be that much worse than what Sewell has
been? Matt Nelson, his son plays for Grand Rapids Catholic Central. I think he's a freshman soccer player.
Catholic Central could probably send some dudes up to the Lions to help.
But see, the football conversation we have, you as a writer, a blogger, a podcaster, you're on the radio, me as a statewide talk show host, we see how they could utilize, because all I heard was we were going to kind of have this New Orleans Saints light type offense, okay? I'm not saying we had the players. They have a great line. They had Breeze. They had Taysom Hill. They can mix it up. I get all that. But I pictured more of like a wheel route on DeAndre Swift on a linebacker, and you throw it down the sidelines 25 yards, and he could either make it a 30-yard reception or he goes to the house.
And they don't have that. They're not doing that.
Why?
They're not doing the deeper layered routes. One of the things that
are they worried that do they think Goff can't do it, or the injuries on the offensive line, they feel they won't have the time?
I think they will tell you that they think that Goff probably isn't going to make that throw. And they're also protecting their offensive line, which, look, I mean, when you put all of your eggs on offense into the offensive line basket, which is what they've done, like, we're going to get better on offense because our line is going to be great. And now you're out your two best players on your offensive line. You don't have any way to win. Like, it's really hard to win with a great offensive line. And I'll share this very quick. One of the best offensive lines in NFL history was the 2014 Cleveland Browns. That team went 3-13 because their quarterback sucked and their wide receivers were terrible. But they had a great line. Joe Thomas, Alex Mack, Joel Bitonio, Mitchell Schwartz, John Greco, who started in two Super Bowls. Phenomenal offensive line. They were great. Team couldn't win because they couldn't move the ball. It's a lot easier to win with a bad offensive line and good skill position players and a good quarterback than it is to win with a great offensive line and crap around it. And that's where the Lions are at right now. And for those of us who did see that coming and called it, it's very tough to witness because they, to your point, they didn't go after wide receivers. Now, I understand that they want to see what they've
just
got in the young people.
A couple of veterans. I'm not talking about giving somebody $80 million.
Somebody better than Kadarius Hodge, who's a number four wide receiver.
But I like him.
He's,
I wish they would throw to him more.
And he's proving that he might be something. And I think Khalif Raymond has proven I think, better than what we expected
Cephas
from him.
Being, and they didn't throw to him enough. They don't throw to Swift enough. They don't throw to Hockenson enough. Who are they throwing to?
Throwing to Trinity Benson was a black hole yesterday, and Jared Goff found
and
a little too much.
That still sounds like a high school game. Hi, everybody. Bill Simonson along with Jeff Risden. It's Trinity Benson taking on Holland Christian. Superfly Hayes is back with a high school scoreboard update. Trinity Benson is number three in Division One.
That's a draft pick that they traded away for that, unfortunately.
Give me Amendola. He $2.5 million you said he signed for with the Texans.
He's hurt now too. So
give me something. There's a couple. I don't know. I have the complete.
There were options out there for them to go after, and they chose to stay inexpensive because what the plan is, or at least what we all hope the plan is that they're going to roll over all this extra cap room that they've got this year, every single cent of it, and go big on free agents this offseason. Go out and get a number one corner. Go out and get yourself a number two wide receiver. Use your extra draft picks to bolster those positions too. Got to get yourself another safety or two. Got to get yourself another pass rusher or two. They're going to have to spend in free agency to do it. And spending this year in free agency when you're not going to win anyways, that takes away your ability to spend more next year. So I understand. It's frustrating. Because what it does is it does water down your evaluation of Goff. Like, is Goff bad because he's Jared Goff, or is he bad because the wide receivers aren't there either? And that's sort of a chicken and egg argument, and nobody wants to eat that salad.
Somebody did bring it up that if Stafford was there right now, same offensive weapons, same offensive coordinator in Anthony Lynn, same Matt Stafford, with the same play calling, okay, as Goff. Where are the Lions right now compared to that?
I'll tell you this. Hockenson is leading the league in receptions, if that's the case. Stafford does not miss the throw into the end zone where he put it over the head of Trinity Benson in the back of the end zone. Stafford makes that throw. Jared Goff missed it. That was late. It led to a third down that unfortunately they threw short of, because that's what they did. I don't know if they'll win more. They would have won one of these two games that they lost 19-17 on the last second field goal. I'm not sure that they would have won more than that, because then one of the things that you had with Matthew Stafford is that he did not like it when they ran the football. Where is this offense good at? Running the ball. So you're taking carries away from your best players in Williams and Swift, and you're trusting it to Matthew Stafford throwing to these wide receivers. I don't know if that's going to produce the balance that a lot of people expect it would. Especially with the way Stafford played the other night. He wasn't very good either. There are Rams fans now who are wondering, oh crap, this is why he couldn't win in Detroit. Oh, we're seeing it now. So that worm has turned a little too. But yeah, he's certainly better than Goff, and they would have definitely pulled one of those games out. No doubt in my mind about that.
Yeah, looking at some NFL rankings, the Lions are still, you know, they're improved from last year where they were dead last, but they're still in that lower third on total defense, right?
And one of the issues for that is that Seattle and Kansas City have fallen off a cliff on defense.
Gosh.
So it's not necessarily that the Lions are improving that much. It's just that some other defenses have gotten a lot worse.
But what's interesting is that some of the NFL defensive rankings through five games is that when you look at the Panthers, who lost to the Eagles, the Broncos, who got beat up by the Steelers, Browns, who gave up, 47 to the Chargers.
Six touchdowns in the
Patriots
second half.
Had the rally late. You know, Texans had that game won.
Yeah.
Right? You know, Green Bay's defense has given them chances. They're just going to...
Green Bay's top four cornerbacks are on injured reserve right now.
You know, there's the Niners. So, you know, I'm just looking at these top 10 defensive units, and the Bears and the Niners and the Packers. You know, there you go. There's three of your five games, and they're all top 10 defenses right now through five. I'm talking three of your first five games for the Lions, right?
They are playing good defenses, but they're going to get
the Bengals come in, and they're just outside the top 10.
Bengals have a lot of speed on that defense, and they can bring pressure
from
a lot
Ravens.
Of different angles.
I mean, I'm looking at basically top 15 defensive units. The Lions will face all Bears will face all of them in their first six games.
Baptism by
fire. In the first six games, those six are in the top 15.
Yeah. It's not been easy for the Lions to do what they've done, but at the same time, we've seen them have success in a half or a couple of drives. Let's get that. Let's play three good quarters in a game.
How about start a game more like you started against the Packers? But then you disappeared in the second half, and we've seen them disappear in the opener against the Niners after, you know, a 7-7 game, right? You just watch them disappear. And now is that coaching by the opposing staff? Is it? It's Goff. He's made a ton of mistakes, and it's Anthony Lynn, and it's a set, and it's the play calling. It's not utilizing Swift. I think Swift needs to touch the ball more. He is the only home run threat on this team.
He is.
Right now. Yeah. When a home run threat means it's first and 10 from your own 10, he could go 90. Yep. Either on a catch or on a run.
They don't have that. Jamal Williams was a very good runner.
He's fantastic.
But he is not a guy who's going to break a 35-yard run.
So you have to. Your only home run threat, you need to use him. And when you're up, by the way, if it ever does come to fruition that you're up like 17-0, then I'm fine with all the short throws and pounding the rock.
Yeah, right? drain the clock, shorten the game, get your possessions, rest your defense.
All right. Oh, we got to rest. We got to take a break. This is getting. I'm going to pop some Advil. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer on this Moneyline Monday presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Make sure you download it. Big day with all the MLB playoff games, Monday Night Football. Use promo code HUGE. You always get the hookups. And for tonight's game, if you use promo code HUGE after downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app and you bet $1 on $1 on tonight's game, if either team scores, you win $100 in free bets. That's promo code HUGE after you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up. Jeff Risden from the LionsWire.com, USA Today. Also, he is part of the Detroit Lions podcast, which happens every week. We'll talk about that coming up. Your Lions comments, add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, and also opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. It's free. You don't get crushed with ads or bounce backs. Just text the word HUGE to 21,000.
From Detroit to Petoskey, this show is huge.
It's time to go in the huddle.
1, 2, 3, top flight!
This is former Detroit Lion Rob Rubick with another week of the NFL season, another shot for new customers to win big at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use the code HUGE. That's HUGE, H-U-G-E.
A gut-wrenching loss for the Lions against the Vikings on Sunday afternoon. You could tell in Dan Campbell's post-game interview how much it hurt him and his team. But if Dan Campbell wants to avoid this feeling, they have to do a better job on the offensive side of the ball of protecting it. You can't turn the ball over in this league with such a fine margin between winning and losing and expect to get the W. Defensively, there's improvement being shown by this Lions team, and they're going to need it when they take on the Cincinnati Bengals this upcoming weekend.
Huge here for Van Andel Institute Purple Community. Now, they're a grassroots fundraising network powered by the volunteers who support VAI's mission to improve health now and in the future. Learn more at purplecommunity.org.
This is your time for a good time. Now go live your life to the funnest. Leave boring behind and come to the place made for nonstop action and excitement. Saguenay Eagles Landing. Where winning big at all your favorite games, tasty bites, and comfy nights all come together. The possibilities are endless, and so is the fun. It's all here, waiting just for you. So, come on, Michigan, let your fun out. Saguenay Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archive, boys and girls, high school sports, MHSAA.tv. That's MHSAA.tv. TV. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
We are back on this Moneyline Monday, presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app on The Huge Show across Michigan. We're also originating from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store studio. Now they're a Michigan-based company, and all the money you spend at your local Auto Value store will stay right here in Michigan. For the store or Auto Value Service Center close to you, go to myautovaluestore.com. Service is a difference, and they get it. At your local Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store. Jeff Risden from the LionsWire.com, part of the USA Today Network, also the Detroit Lions podcast joining us. We'll get to what's up on the podcast this week in a moment, which you can find on YouTube. Early thoughts on the Bengals, who, again, had a chance to just be a one-loss team coming into Detroit. They missed field goals, Green Bay missed field goals, and Green Bay finally won late. In OT.
That was an incredible game to watch. And one of the things
it felt like a playoff game.
It really did. The Bengals are that's a good football team. That's an improved football team on both sides of the ball. Joe Burrow to Ja'Marr Chase is going to be a problem for Detroit. It's a problem for teams that have better defenses than what Detroit does. Cincinnati runs a base offense of three wideouts, and all three of them can play. How many good corners do the Lions have? They have half of one in Jerry Jacobs right now, who played great in his first start. One of the best cornerback games that the Lions have had in a long time. That's great. The arrow's pointing up. But if they're not getting to Joe Burrow quickly, early, and often, this is going to be a very bad match. Just from what Cincinnati does well, matches up so well with what the Lions don't do well or where their holes are. They're very good at attacking the way the Ravens did with exotic blitzes, with bringing three guys from one side and one guy from the other, making the lineman choose, making the running back choose where it's at. This is one of those that was pretty easy to pencil in as a loss, even before you saw how good Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase have been. And that's, you know, I hate to be so negative early in the week, but this is one of those where if the Lions pull this one off, I will be very surprised and impressed that they did it.
A lot of speed, both sides of the ball. And I think speed teams, which you haven't really seen a lot of speed teams yet. You know, the Bears more of a powered team. You had Baltimore more of a powered team. You did have speed with Lamar Jackson, but he wasn't 100% healthy. Niners didn't have a ton of speed. Yeah. Again, Vikings aren't loaded. They have Jefferson. Didn't go to him. This will be a
Cincinnati is a it's surprising because Bengals coaches really wanted Zach Taylor fired as their coach. He's having a good year as their head coach. He's tailoring the team. No pun intended.
To his players.
To his players. To the talent that he's got on hand, and it's working for them. They made some smart defensive additions too, and that's a good defense that's going to give the Lions problems if Goff doesn't try to throw down the field. Because if they can just creep those safeties up, those guys are good, it's going to be a really long day.
All right, Jeff, before we let you go, appreciate your time in studio talking Lions and the NFL. What's up on the Detroit Lions podcast on YouTube this week?
So we got we're going to be live on Wednesday night at 7:30. Check it out there. You can find it afterwards at all your favorite podcast providers. Wherever you listen to The Huge Show, you can find the Detroit Lions podcast as well. Just search that out. We're going to be commiserating, and we are prepping, not this week, but next week, we will have Herman Moore on with us live to talk and promote. We're doing a St. Jude's fundraising telethon in November, where I'm going to stay up all night and wear a tutu and do weird things and have my kids dunk on me and all kinds of fun stuff. It's going to be a great time. We're getting the groundwork laid for that. There's going to be some really good guests on that. Wayne Fonts will be on that show. We will have a bunch of big-time, recognizable Lions guest players past. So we're gearing up for that and teasing that in, and that's going to be a lot of fun. So we're really looking forward to that.
All right, Wednesday night, 7:30, watch it live or get it on wherever you download your podcast.
You got it.
The Detroit Lions podcast with Jeff Risden and the team from the LionsWire.com, also part of the USA Today Network. And Jeff, one of our Lions insiders throughout the season here on the Huge Show across Michigan. If you ever have a Lions comment for us, add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Also look up Jeff Risdon, pretty simple on Twitter, R-I-S-D-O-N. Superfly calls him Rizzy, but just look him up on Twitter. Jeff, thank you so much, okay?
Thanks for having me in. It's great to be here.
Good stuff. Jeff Risdon from the LionsWire.com, part of the USA Today Network, talking about the Lions finding another way to lose yesterday in Minneapolis.
Opt in to the Huge text chain. Text HUGE to 21,000.
Sign up today at BetMGM and enjoy the thrill of victory on your very first bet. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. The King of Sportsbooks welcomes you to Showtime with the lock of the year. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on either Indianapolis or Baltimore. If either team scores a touchdown, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Enjoy football like never before with BetMGM's live betting options, boosted odds specials, and daily promotions right there at your fingertips all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use my bonus code SHEPBET200 to win $200 in free bets. And if either Indy or Baltimore scores a touchdown, you're a winner. Nothing beats a W at BetMGM. This is a new customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for my good friend Tom Rosenbach. Now, he's a managing partner at Bean Garter. They are one of America's leading tax, accounting, audit, and business service companies. Now, they're based in downtown Grand Rapids on the west side of the state. They service all of West Michigan, all of Michigan, and coast to coast. And Bean Garter has been strengthening local and statewide and national businesses since 1949. How? They talk to you about your business's ambitions. They share the responsibility of achieving those goals, and Bean Garter will over-deliver. They'll give you options. They act with integrity, and they keep their word. That's the Bean Garter approach, and that's how Bean Garter has earned the trust of the business community for almost 70 years. So grow with Bean Garter. Find out more at beangarter.com. That is BeenGarter.com.
Auto Value is a local Michigan-based company. You can find us all over this great state of Michigan. From Monroe to Marquette, we have you covered. When you shop at your local Auto Value auto parts store, you'll always be assured of quality, service, and a huge selection of name-brand auto parts and accessories. Find out more and shop online at myautovaluestore.com. Thank you for shopping at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Huge here for my good friends at the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. That's less than an hour north of Grand Rapids. So if you want to get away for a quick 18 at Tullymore or St. Ives, or maybe stay overnight or spend a couple of days at Tullymore, you can book your golf and packages right now at TullymoreGolf.com. That's TullymoreGolf.com. You can experience a Michigan masterpiece when it comes to golf and the entire resort, from accommodations, dining, meetings, weddings, events. Maybe you want to live, whether it's on the weekend or full time at Tullymore. They have the ability to build a home to your needs, and they have a ton of real estate property. All you have to do is go to TullymoreGolf.com. You can book that golf or stay and play package and check out the residential living and more, and also even shop online. Everything you need at TullymoreGolf.com. That's TullymoreGolf.com.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
We are back here on the Huge Show across Michigan, wrapping up a Moneyline Monday presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. So you got MLB playoff action tonight, Monday Night Football. Make sure you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use that promo code HUGE. And you can bet $1 on the game tonight, on the football game. And if either team scores, you win $100 in free bets. Use that promo code HUGE when you sign up, and you can also get in on the action on MLB playoffs, NBA, NHL, and so much more. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and always use that promo code HUGE. Now, Superfly Hayes is our talented executive producer. If you missed any of the show, the free podcasts are available 24/7 at thehugeshow.net. You can listen on your schedule. Also on the iHeart app, search The Huge Show to listen anywhere in the world live weekdays at 3. And also search The Huge Show on the iHeart and Apple podcast to get our podcast for free. Google Podcasts, go down the list. Wherever you download podcasts, they're free. Easiest way, listen live all night, all day replay. The 3 hours repeated starting at 6 p.m. until the next show. Everything you need is available 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
Big, bad, huge.